Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Dick Rod Cast, the Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods official podcast. I'm not sure how many episodes this is, but I feel like we're in the neighborhood of four.
I think we are.
Well, as usual, for those who have caught up on the previous three, my name is Eric Stiles, and I'm here with the famous Rick Dodd to talk about Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods song. So we're going to try to do these for all of the songs on the latest record, and then we might go backwards and do some for the from the previous record. Or
I think we should
do
at some
new songs.
I mean,
some of those memories are starting to fade a little bit as well. So yeah, we'll capture those as we can. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. This is our second in person. We're both in the same room.
I was just ready to say that. You know, last one, you were in the United States. Again, you're in the United States, back stateside, Eric Stiles.
Seems like it's your turn to come to Australia for the next one.
I'm coming. Yeah. And, you know, I do need to make that trip.
Yep. I agree.
I would probably love Melbourne.
Yeah. I think you should commit here on air to coming to Australia.
All right.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
All right. Excellent. Well, we can do an episode from there, but for the time being, we're here and happy to be in the same place.
Happy to be here too, brother.
So what's happened since the last time we spoke? Any news from Dick Rod world to catch everybody up on?
Well, I would say the big news for the Dick Rods is everybody's healthy. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
We've got everybody back on track. We hope to play some gigs this year. I don't know. I think maybe August we've got a gig, and then maybe one in November. But, you know, we're playing hard to get. That's how we roll. We've got some new stuff coming, which is pretty cool.
And you can tell me about at this point?
Nothing to talk about right now.
Yeah.
But down the road, you know, we always want to surprise the fans, the ones we do have.
Yep.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we had a little bit of a jam session last night, which was nice. It's always an amazing opportunity when I get to sit in with you guys, and I thought you guys sounded really good, and I tried not to screw up too
you
much
did
of that.
A great
so,
job. You did phenomenal. You got to hear one of the new songs last night.
I did, but I've been sworn to secrecy thus far until
yes,
it goes into production. So
pull your toenails out.
Yeah. So today we're talking about Fucked Up in a Bar.
Yeah, it's a song you wrote. So there's that. Yeah. Wow. Turn the tables.
Boom.
There you go.
Didn't see that coming.
No, you didn't.
No.
So what were you thinking when you wrote that song? I know what you were thinking.
Well, I would love for you to remind me, because it is, I went back through emails to try to figure out when this song first kind of came about, or at least when I first shared it. And you got a guess of?
I would say it was in probably close to 2013 or 14.
Yeah, that's good. It was the first, I emailed it to you in February of 2015.
Okay.
So this song is 10 years old, more than 10 years old now, which does, for somebody with a memory like mine, make it kind of difficult to talk about the origins. But your memory is pretty good, so maybe we can piece together a recollection of how this thing came about.
So let me ask you this. When did you move to Melbourne, Australia?
March of 2014.
So, and you sent it in 2015.
Yeah.
So if you remember, when you moved to Australia, you didn't know a lot of people.
I do remember that.
I remember you were alone a lot.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that song is that I remember this very well. I was driving up 69 towards Fort Wayne. We were talking on the phone. You were in Australia. You said, I have an idea for a song because it's fucking lonely here.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and tired of drinking alone. And I wrote this song called Getting Fucked Up in a Bar because I just want to go out and get fucked up with my friends. And we kind of had a moment.
Yeah.
And I remember that to this day.
Okay.
Because you hadn't met a lot of people.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was a total.
And it was a total life change for you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you read the lyrics to me, I was like, this is fucking great. But we had no, it didn't have a tune yet. It was just, I've been getting fucked up, but I've been staying home. And I like getting fucked up, but I'm tired of being alone. So people have come and said that that's their COVID song.
Ah, yeah.
You know, I've heard people tell me that. They say that's the, you know, when they hear that song, it's like the first thing they think of is COVID. But for you,
yeah.
You were alone in another country and you didn't know a lot of people and you were kind of itching to get out. And
Yeah. Well, that isolation thing is, you know, is real. It really does have an effect on you, whether it's you're hunkered in because of a virus or because you just don't know anybody, you know, and like, and it got, I remember it getting really, kind of tiring to go out to places. I hate eating alone. I think we talked about this before. Like, I hate going out to eat alone. I don't know what it is. It just, I feel self-conscious the whole time I'm doing it. I don't mind going to a bar and sitting there alone because you're just, you know, sitting at a bar kind of deal. But it takes way more energy. Like, you know, going out to a bar with a couple of friends charges my batteries. And especially being single in a town where you don't know very many people and just trying to crack the code of the place is a pretty kind of isolating feeling. The house I had was kind of right off the main drag, and it was just like 2 feet to the street. Like, it was just end of house, sidewalk, street. So people would walk by that window having these great conversations. You just hear the little snippets of each of those, you know, and like, so you're hearing all these people out with their friends and everything. And it was like, oh, I want to go. I want to go out and do that, you know. I think it fairly quickly became, in my mind, a Dick Rod song. I don't remember if the chorus came first. I feel like the first line came first because it's just a funny, this is almost working. Like, I've been getting fucked up, but I've been staying home. And I like the being fucked up part, but I'm tired of being alone. You know, it's just such a, it's such a dumb, simple opening line that I really liked it about that. But then, yeah, I felt like it fairly quickly became, in my mind, okay, this is a Dick Rod song, which I love because it really opens me up, I feel like, creatively. If I never have to sing this thing to somebody, like, it's a cautionary anthem, right? It's like we're playing a character, you know, kind of a thing. You have what seems to be utter comfort with saying those things and playing that character. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I am writing just for me, just the thought of me saying them and singing them, I get bound up. I just like over edit myself and then I take all the joy out of the thing. So I think I shifted to that at that point and was like, okay, I'm writing this in a way that I never have to sing it, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind saying fuck and getting fucked up and, you know, shit comes out of my mouth that probably never should. But that song lends itself to any bar that you go into. Mm. So that's going to be like a closer song. You know, it's one of those songs where you can get the whole fucking bar behind you on that song, you know?
Well, but I was really cognizant of the, there are a lot of people who go out and get fucked up at a bar whose lives would be a lot better if they didn't go out and get fucked up at a bar, right? You know, or get fucked up at home, or, you know, their real substance abuse issues that are in the back of my mind, you know, it's like,
absolutely.
And that's why I do think it is like a cautionary anthem. It is like, it's not tongue in cheek, but it's also kind of that, not everything in this is like is a truism, you know, like that idea. I was thinking of the life is full of stories. The more you have, the more you live.
That's one of my favorite lines in the entire song. You know, life's made up of stories. The more you have, the more you live. Time, it doesn't trickle down. It leaks out like a sieve. That right there, I think, is the foundation of everything that's happening in that song. Because life's made up of stories. The more you have, the more you live. You got a guy out there just fucking like, you know what? At the end, I'm going to have a lot of fucking stories to tell. And I lived it, you know, but at the end, you're looking back going, well, how the fuck did I get here this fast? And then it says, you know, let's go pray to God or wish upon a star. You know, I always like to say, well, fuck it. You know, let's worry about that later. Let's go get fucked up in a bar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, now all of a sudden you got this like almost this conscience that's like, you know, let's go pray to God or maybe wish upon a star. It's almost like you got to. Oh shit, you know, I'm on this ride and maybe I shouldn't be, but then it's like, you know what? Let's go get fucked up in a bar because life's too short.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I took it.
No, and I think that's how it like felt writing it, but like that in particular, life is full of stories. The more you have, the more you live. I don't believe that. Like, I don't live that. You have to live to have those stories, blah, blah, blah. But there's that detachment of that's a reason to not sink in roots. That's a reason to, you know, I'm going to make a bunch of just bad short-term decisions because, you know, at least it'll be a good story. Sure. Like, I maybe have a little bit more than that in my 20s and 30s, which I'm probably kind of channeling in the writing of that, just hearing these people go by on the street coming back from, you know, their nights at the bar and being like, ah, it'd be nice to be that age again and talking about whatever ridiculous shit you're talking about.
nice to not be yawning at 8:30 at night. Yeah.
You know? right. Yeah. They're going to another bar. What?
Fuck, they're not even starting until 9:30.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
know, like my daughter, you know, she's like, we're going to go out. It's like, okay, we're going to start at 9:30. It's like, fuck that. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to start at 9:30 at
How are you
going to
be done by 10 o'clock?
Yeah. That's why we play, you know, 7:30 at the Melody.
Yeah, that's right.
I could be eating a hamburger.
You get fucked up at a bar with the sun out. It's fine. It doesn't, you know. One thing I do remember is sitting at home writing that and going, actually, I need to go to a bar to write the third verse. And so I went down the street to a bar called the Grace Darling Hotel. Shout out to the Grace Darling in Melbourne. And just sat at a table and wrote the third verse. And it was just like, I have to be around people to, you know, to get that.
Cool.
Like, well, okay. So I got a little surprise for you. When I went back looking through emails to try to figure out where the lyrics were, what they were, there's a recording of the 2015 version of me playing the demo to you. And I must have done it on GarageBand or something because it's got me singing ridiculous harmonies in the background.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been getting fucked up, but I've been staying home. I like being fucked up, but I'm tired of being alone. Since my road to joy is only gone halfway so far, I am going out to get fucked up in a bar. Yeah, I might make a scene, and I might start a fight, 'cause I always come unraveled when I get wound this tight. And I bet that you have felt this way, no matter who you are. So come with me and let's go get fucked up in a bar. Let's go get fucked up in some bar. Let's prove that we can take a joke and then take it too far. Let's go get fucked up in some bar. Let's talk about the ones we loved and then compare the scars.
I love to listen to something that has been first done and then what it becomes.
Yeah.
Once you get the whole band together, how this whole thing comes to be totally a different song.
Yeah.
But I love that. That's charming. It's so charming.
It's funny to me to hear kind of what was already in, like, just me back there going, ooh, wow. I was like, I can hear, like, Sean and Schutz doing this, you know, like, that was an original part, but it sounds so weird without Kent doing the, you know, in there. It's just like, and
it just goes to show you like where it's at today from where it started is just like it grew into this, you know, this monster. And it's just, it's so cool.
I want to talk about that, kind of how it goes from that idea, you know, that one was way more kind of folky, almost carnival-y, you know, like a thing to what it is it's very anthemic in the, you know, this is the song you go out and you're singing with your friends at the bar, you know, and that was one of the vision sort of things. There's a song by Dan Byrne, do you know the folk singer Dan Byrne?
Oh, yeah.
By Dan Byrne called Party By Myself. And it's this really good but grim kind of picture of this guy that's in his motel room and his beer is his friends and his smokes are his friends. It's this lonely, I'm having a party by myself, you know, like kind of celebrating and cautioning at the same time. So I had that. And then all of Deer Tick's Divine Providence record, and they've got a song called, like, Let's All Go to the Bar. You know, it's not too far off
sure.
of, you know. And it's more in that anthemic, you know, kind of like hard rocking sort of thing. So that was what struck me about hearing that song then is like, oh, it doesn't have the driving kind of, you know, and that could almost be like a Haggard song or something too, you know, just way that the Dick Rods do it. It is a fairly straight ahead, like rocker, you know, like it's got pop sensibility. It's like you can sing along halfway through the first time you hear it, you know, for sure. Like,
I don't know if that's one of the ones I ripped my shirt off in or not. I know I definitely ripped my shirt off on a couple of them. That's one of the things that happens. I get to see my fat ass all of a sudden just pop, the sweaty, glistening body. And it, you know, fucked up in a bar could be one of those songs. I just go, whoa.
So if I remember correctly, the time that I was there, I couldn't actually see you taking your shirt off. I just heard the crowd, you know, hooting and hollering. And I was like, man, I must be playing the hell out of this solo or something. And like looking up and then going, oh, yeah, now Rick's shirt is off.
Well, I had this black shirt with the, you know, the snap buttons. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is the song that, you know, I was really into it. And I was just like, the crowd was going good. And all of a sudden, and I just ripped that shirt up. And here I was going to give it all to the world. And I looked down at my wife, and I did this in front of my family's all there. And my wife's just like mortified, probably. She's like, oh my God. And then, you know, my daughter's like, hell yeah, that's my dad. Woo, you know? And, but my daughter was like, that's my dad, you know, and my wife's like, oh my God, what is he doing? And then later on after we go off the stage, you know, I get some girl comes up to me and she's like, I never want to see, that's one thing I don't ever want to see again. And I was like, you're welcome. So, you know, there's that.
She tried to body shame you.
She did. But you know what? In today's age, you can't body shame me.
No, I'm not shame offended on her. By nothing. Come on.
Even though it's become an anthem, it still has a message there and somebody's identifying with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You were identifying in that song when you were writing it because you were in a lonely spot. You didn't know anybody. You took a huge chance on your life. You were like, I'm going to fucking Australia by myself. That's a huge fucking gamble. Mm. Not everybody can do that. And then you write a song that captures that moment of what you were longing for because you left it.
Yep.
Because at any time, you can go out with your buddies and go out and get fucked up in a bar. Mm. But then you took that away, and it all worked out for the best, obviously. It worked out great. Wouldn't change it for the world. But at that given point in time, you were in that struggle.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what came out.
No, definitely. And I think that putting ourselves in those uncomfortable situations makes these kinds of things pop out. Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right about it being a lonely, you know, it's coming from a lonely place. And mm-hmm. It is one of those, all right, I've had it, and I'm like, I love the idea of the protagonist who fixes their situation by not like, I got to stop drinking. It's like, no, I got to get out to a bar where there's other people doing the same thing. There's the line in it about, I bet you felt this way before, no matter who you are. You know, it's like, you might not be the one that goes out to get fucked up in a bar, but you do get wound up too tight and come unraveled. Everybody's felt that way.
And they might eat a cake.
Yep. Yep.
Or they might fucking go jogging.
Or watch a whole series of Vanderpump Rules or, you know,
exactly.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And so everybody has been there. When you wrote that, it's like, yeah, don't try to, you know, if you're that person that's like, well, I've never done that bullshit. Mm. Everybody is a human. Everybody's had that where they've just been so wound up they could just explode.
Yeah.
And they've got to, you know, release that. And you didn't have the ability to just go call up a bunch of buddies and say, hey, man, let's go have brozone, you know?
Yeah.
Your brozone was that cocktail.
I'm having a party by myself. Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I hope that that's the positive side of it, is that it's that, like, the camaraderie, the, what is the cheers thing? The where everybody knows your name, you know, kind of a thing. Like, may you go find that amongst strangers and may it help you to feel like you're part of something that's happening, you know? Like, and it's communion for some people. It's church for some people. It's whatever it is.
Let's go get fucked up in a bar. We talk about the ones we love and then compare the scars. Let's go get fucked up in a bar.
The thing that seems like this straight-ahead rocker anthem is also this sort of lonely cautionary tale, you know, kind of thing. And they're like, there are little glimpses into like, yeah, it's not as great as we're cheering on, you know, but fuck it, we're here. you brought up the I might cause a scene, I might start a fight thing. Like, anybody that knows me knows I'm probably not going to start a fight. Like, it's probably not going to happen. I might make a scene, but that's kind of doubtful as well, you know. But it's just fun to like, yeah, it's fun to take on that persona and write from that.
It's fun to sing it that way too, because anybody who knows me, I am not out to look for a fight. However, and my family would say, and my wife would tell you, in the right conditions, if I'm pushed too hard against the wall, I will never reach out, but I would be that guy that will not back down. And that's a character flaw. For me, it comes natural to be like, I used to fight a lot when I was a kid, you know, because I lived in a town in southern Texas, and that's what I did. And I can sing this song and be like, I might cause a fight, you know. Now, as a respect to my band and to my family and that, I would not be that dick, but I can definitely get into the character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of the beauty of that song.
Yeah, yep, totally. So in these lyrics that I found, I think almost all of them made it into the final one. But there's one at the end, it starts going, let's go get fucked up in a bar, prove that we can take a joke, then take it too far. That's there. You gotta get fucked up in a bar, talk about the ones we love, then compare the scars. That's in there. Prove that we can take a punch, let's forget who we are. Didn't make it in.
Didn't make it in.
And we'll all be best friends tonight, no matter who we are. Didn't make it in.
No.
I think they're both good cuts.
But I think everything else lends to a little bit more vague. And that's a little bit to the point. And I'm glad you brought that up, because let's talk about the ones we love and then compare the scars is another one of my favorite lines in there, because everybody has troubles. And so if you think about getting fucked up in a bar, you're going out to either have a good time or you're going out to drink to fucking erase something in your head.
Right.
Everybody has family problems. Everybody has something going on. You know, let's talk about the ones we love. We're always the hardest on the ones we love. And let's compare the scars. Between that and life's made up of stories, the more you have, the more you live, you know, as writing goes, very, very, very good.
Yeah, cool.
Very clever.
Well, thank you. That one, I always think of the scene in Jaws where they're sitting around the table showing their scars from, you know, I got this from the shark and I got this from blah, 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 and all of that. And that talk about the ones we love, like, who hasn't gotten to the I love you, man stage at a bar. And it feels like it starts with the I love you, man, and then it degrades into the comparing the scars and talking about how rough you've had it. And, you know, like, let's go get fucked up in a bar is, yes, let's go do it. And then, like, the toward the end of the night thing where you're just moaning about whatever, you know, whatever injustice led you to that. You know, it's like it's never as good as it sounds like it's going to be. The hangover's coming, right?
The hangover's coming.
And I think that there's just a little bit of that in there too, you know,
There's a song right there. the sequel to getting fucked up in a bar, puking off the bed.
Yeah, this is the before Sunday morning coming down. This is the Saturday night song. So. All right. Well, anything else you want to say about this song,
or
should we play it? And
I think we should.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen. Thank you very much, Rick, for talking to me about this. It is fun as always, and double fun when we get to do it in person.
Absolutely. Thank you for writing the song, and it's always great to see you, brother.
Since my road to joy is only gone halfway so far, trickle down, it leaks out like a sieve. So let's go pray to God and maybe wish upon a star. Let's worry about that later, let's get fucked up in this bar. Let's go get fucked up in a bar. We'll talk about the ones we love and then compare the scars. Let's go get fucked up in a bar. We prove that we can take a joke and then take it too far. Let's go get fucked up.